This is Stan Cox, the charitable curmudgeon. First things first, I wanted to start off by thanking my intrepid listeners. I hope you find my efforts here to be interesting and perhaps amusing from time to time. I certainly appreciated the comments that I got from a few listeners last week. Some of you may know that you can subscribe to this podcast. It's kind of an easy thing to do. Just download some podcast software to your phone or computer and then do a search for the charitable curmudgeon. Now, if you can't figure it out, then get one of your kids or your grandkids to do it for you. But by the way, if you're under 40 years old and you can't figure it out, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Have you ever noticed how self-centered that people in our society can be? Self-centered, selfish, I guess the word that best describes it is narcissistic. Narcissism is an excessive interest in self. And it's not just a problem with our society, though I think the United States of America has it in spades. But there are a lot of reasons for it, why people are so narcissistic and involved in self and centered in self. It's kind of a natural human tendency, first of all. But there are certain things about our culture that I've noticed that kind of contribute to that. And I wanted to talk about a couple of them. The first one is the celebrity worship that you see in our culture. It's especially bad in America. And I have an interest in sports, especially professional sports. Love the Dallas Mavericks. And that's where I see it most often is with regard to professional basketball players. Players like LeBron James and Kevin Durant and others. And, you know, it's an understandable thing, I think, because they've been told since they were children just how great they are and how the world revolves around them. And when that happens, it's kind of hard not to be full of yourself. And so you see that quite often. Big egos that are in that league. And the thing that frustrates me about it, though, is with regard to the fact that basketball is a team sport, and yet the NBA especially is all about individuals, at least the best players. And that's kind of why I like Dirk Nowitzki so much. He's the star player for the Dallas Mavericks. He's about to retire. It's kind of interesting that last night they were playing the Clippers in Los Angeles. And the Clippers coach, Doc Rivers, with 6 seconds left in the game, called timeout. And he went to the mic at the table beside the court and encouraged everyone in the entire stadium to give Dirk Nowitzki a standing ovation, calling him one of the best players ever. And it was kind of a neat experience, a touching thing that happened, not something that I have seen before. I thought it's kind of interesting because Dirk Nowitzki this year has actually not said he's going to retire. He may play one more year, but people think that he probably will. He didn't want a big send-off with all the ceremonies that other players have received in the past when they retired, but people just aren't having any of it because they like him so well. He's a humble individual. He's all about the team. And last night embarrassed him. He appreciated it, but it's not something that he particularly wanted. But he's getting it just about every time he visits some other team's arena. And of course, he's getting a lot of love at home as well because he stayed with the Mavericks for his entire career. Now, you contrast that, just give you another example, with Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade plays for the Miami Heat, and he was in town recently, his final game in Dallas. And he has a documentary film crew that is following him around all season to document his final season and all the love that he's getting, and they're going to make a movie out of it, or at least some kind of a documentary. You know, it's just, when you see that comparison, that contrast, it just is irritating to me. I guess that's why you call me the curmudgeon. But what really frustrates me is seeing young athletes this way. I had an opportunity for a number of years when my kids were in school to be a reporter for a small town newspaper here in the suburbs of Fort Worth. And so I followed the athletic teams at the local high school. And the best players almost invariably were just full of themselves. And the thing is, the teams that we had at this school were not particularly good. In fact, sometimes very, very bad. But it doesn't matter how bad the team itself was, because they were the best on that particular team, then they were the most important. And so I think we're learning a little bit as a part of society from that celebrity worship with athletes. You know, some people, of course, could care less about athletes, and they instead, they're more interested in actors and singers, those kinds of celebrities. And actually, what brought up this thought in my mind was an article that I recently read about how actors and singers sometimes have really specific demands for their dressing room or backstage. I'll give you a couple of examples. The group Van Halen, they demanded that all the brown M&Ms be removed from the group's candy bowl. Can you imagine who's in charge of that? Get all the M&Ms for the group and have to go through and get rid of all the brown M&Ms. Can't one be found? Because if so, they're going to be upset. Paul McCartney, who I like as a singer, but he has some peculiar demands. All lamps must be halogen floor lamps with dimmer switches, and the room has to contain 6 full and leafy floor plants, but no trees, because Paul McCartney doesn't want to see any trunks. They have to be leafy from the bottom to the top. And then Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell requires a fake tree on wheels and an electric 3-wheel mobility scooter. Though, to be fair, I think he's probably just being funny. But you know, there was a show out, very popular for a number of years, and I think it may still be going, I don't know, but it's called American Idol. And that's what people want. They're so concerned with people seeing them, with being famous, that they'll often make fools out of themselves in order to try to gain that kind of fame. So that's a part of the problem, I think, in our society, that idol worship and the desire to be an idol to other individuals is something that seems to be certainly characteristic of our nation and our culture. Second reason it seems to me that this is the case, this kind of narcissism, is social media. I mean, you combine Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, with the camera on your cell phone, and it's all, hear me, see me, pay attention to me. And boy, it's frustrating, because sometimes in those accounts, as you read them, there's too much information being revealed. Things that I don't want to know about you are being told, and it's just TMI, too much information. There's a famous psychiatrist, Sigmund Freud. He's kind of the father of modern psychiatry, although I do know that a lot of people think that a lot of his things are outmoded. But there's a concept that he came up with regard to the maturation of the psyche of man. And you remember the 3 stages, the id, the ego, and the superego? And I use that sometimes in sermons to explain the need for us to mature. A lot of things about Sigmund Freud I think is bunk, but I do like that designation of the id. I've got a couple of granddaughters, 2-year-olds, and they're in that stage. Actually, they're just about getting out of the stage, but for a while they were in the stage where they wanted everything. They would be playing with a toy, and if their cousin has a different toy and they saw it, they would immediately go and pull that toy away from them, because they wanted what belonged to someone else. It was all about them. And the funny thing about it was, when one would pull a toy away from the other would go crying to mama, and about how unfair that is and how mean their cousin was. And then 5 minutes later, they were doing the same thing to their cousin. So that's something that's typical of 2-year-olds. But come on, we're supposed to grow up. And I think that's kind of what we are, a nation of 2-year-olds running around saying, me, 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 mine, mine, mine. And it's enough to drive you crazy. And so this is what I want to leave you with. The charitable curmudgeon wants to leave you with this thought. Grow up already, America. It's really not all about you. Now, is it?